Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, June 25th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Lawmakers are continuing talks about the future of the Wyoming Business Council, the state's primary economic development agency. As Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports, this time lawmakers entertained four draft bills.
One of the bills would eliminate programs for the WBC's agency. Some, like the Brownfield Revolving Loan Program, have been exhausted for nearly a decade, but others, like broadband funding, would see nearly $20 million return to the state's general fund. Here's Ashley Harpstreet, the executive director for the Wyoming Association of Municipalities.
I know that some of them haven't been used in a while, but that's not to say that the communities or the practitioners couldn't use it. I just think that there hasn't been availability yet through the current state agency, or they haven't prioritized it.
The committee reviewed three other bill drafts without action. One would create legislative liaisons for the business council, another for reviewing federal venture capital funds, and a bill creating a county consensus funding account. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
A wildfire in the Bridger-Teton National Forest has the Darwin Ranch and nearby private lands in the upper Grovant River under a pre-evacuation warning. Those areas should gather essentials and prepare for a possible evacuation or shelter in place if conditions change. The Kinky Creek Fire is estimated to be about 650 acres. It started on Monday afternoon and grew quickly. Additional resources that arrived yesterday include three Type 1 helicopters, one Type 2 helicopter, two hotshot crews, and a Type 2 initial attack crew. Expect to see fire activity increase as temperatures rise and fuels dried out yesterday afternoon. Smoke may be visible in Teton, Sublette, and Fremont counties. More than 50 firefighters are trying to stop the fire's growth from the air and on the ground. Check your county's emergency management page to sign up for text or email alerts. Pregnancy-related deaths among Indigenous women is higher than any other ethnic group. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports on efforts to address the issue.
Hey,
the circle of life begins with the birth of a child.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Hear Her campaign is expanding its outreach with messages supporting healthy pregnancies. The public service announcements online are meant for Indigenous women who face disproportionately higher pregnancy-related health challenges.
My name is Mona Nojakam, and I'm from Taos Pueblo, New Mexico.
Videos like these help Indigenous women trust their own concerns about their health. The campaign advises women to watch for potentially life-threatening warning signs like persistent headaches, excessive swelling, and trouble breathing, among other conditions, and to be prepared to seek help.
Trust yourself. You are the expert of yourself, of your body, of your experience.
Data shows the vast majority of maternal deaths occur after giving birth. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
After the Grand Canyon was hit by a massive wildfire last year, its north rim is open. But now officials are keeping an eye out for floods this summer. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, a warning system aims to keep people safe when monsoon rains hit a burn scar from the fire.
Studies of the burn found there's no new risk to permanent structures or overnight campgrounds, but some sections of hiking trail could get hit by floods, and when rain starts falling, things can get dangerous fast, sending mud and debris rushing downhill. Joelle Baird is a spokeswoman for the national park.
It is still safe. However, with a post-fire landscape, it is susceptible to change.
Because of that, park officials have a warning system in place. They'll study forecasts and water sensors to issue evacuations for hikers and campers in the canyon and send text alerts to get people out of harm's way. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
A new survey reveals low morale and staffing concerns among federal wildland firefighters. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse has this report.
The advocacy group Grassroots Wildland Firefighters conducted a survey of more than 800 federal firefighters. Roughly three quarters have considered leaving the profession. Only 11% would recommend the work to others without reservation. Many worry that crews are insufficiently staffed to respond to wildfires. The group acknowledges that respondents with the strongest grievances could be overrepresented. Bobby Scopa, Grassroots Vice President, says that reforms in recent years have improved the situation.
We got them the permanent pay raise. We got the correct job title for them. We're recognizing the health problems. But it's like a tidal wave of tough conditions that we're expecting our firefighters to deal with.
She says some proposals from leadership could help address firefighters' concerns, but that it will take a concerted effort to reverse trends that have built up over decades. Federal agencies did not immediately provide comment on the report. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And here's Ivy Engel with some good news from around the state.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Wyoming woman has been honored for her decades of service with the Girl Scouts. The Casper Star Tribune reports 60 years ago, Janet DeVries started as a brownie in Ohio and visited Wyoming on a camping trip. That's when she decided she'd move to the state. After college, she did just that and has been involved with Girl Scouts the whole time, all the way up to the level of council leader. The Campbell County Rockpile Museum will be a bit more colorful this summer. The Gillette News Record reports 10 life-sized fiberglass pronghorn have been painted by different artists around the state, including some local K-6 students. The colorful speed goats will be displayed at the museum until September, when they will be auctioned off as a fundraiser. Wheatland artists of all skill levels will have the chance to contribute to a new mural celebrating the nation's 250th. The Platte County Record Times reports a paint-by-number template is set for the side of Frank Jones Building. During the car show this weekend, community members can stop by to fill in the spaces. Buffalo Bill Cody is getting a new biography. The Cody Enterprise reports award-winning author Paul Hutton was approached by Dutton Penguin Random House to write it. The book's coming out in 2028. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What year saw the largest number of acres burned due to wildfires in Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, how many Democrats have served as governor of Wyoming? Of the 33 state governors, 22 have been Republicans and 10 have been Democrats, and one was a member of the Progressive Party. Congratulations to Sarah Roberts, who, again, was the first with the correct answer. And a big thank you to our listeners who helped us wrap up the summer fun drive last evening. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Palkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow. Thank you.